My Janice, my Greg, and happy Monday! Happy Monday, akmal ayaman mlo, divus al makater, atak, I was traveling on Senate business. Akdi, wera domo ule divok talitegi, domo nga telegan mura type, Penghu Island in Taiwan. And, malungil basyo, di geloro la, already the rule, telvalur bela, wera protection ra marine environment 30. Hindi akti malmlomal aswara alwasya na malalang altanga tali kul olta siya singa rabalur belaw eti aldabe elgiblor niya most beautiful base in the world a 14th year anniversary ni ti akora di kwata tali la akora aldabe rar adal nga niya ututir aldi maray na galbulul identify gil kura malklabo kalal albasyo mga niya adra Afrika larsema Canada, all over Europe, lang adra France am start at tayi di aldabel. Magulo ulta siya sing rabelur bela at matyal al stampa sel stampa al dongulo yang al mga plates sel besi sa bar turista rabelur bela mo mga lual matyal tabela bela ma environment. At takmal mo sorry mo talingi talwasin tayo kami besi sa bar matyal al as. Dingira la non-profit and the government mo members so maybe the mosigate alwasent a non-profit organizations and mo join ding ako Mr. Titri kagi trigger tourist el soada lomero belao kala angara was the conference was about 200 participants ring mang segi dia kul soal ngul low ice ring awas yak manan lomel aswara club galela balur belao e gira del dimara alwasi I love Palau Tamaral ng tanga, trarubak kal Dios Sertial. Klabo, kalbalwa dal ngilul meskid. We are so blessed. Margire dal madingit mulwase, arubak kal Dios Amaral, pati karong urigid, al milyogos, meskid ti albalur belaw, klabo kalbalul mokrokle de, emigid al, kida endanger the species at 17,000 a population arigid. Adamal makasal adam. Margire dal diolfang sa arubak kal Dios mga tama mo lokong mo family argi ng anya special guest ng atyang medibo ng watalibal time ng waygel pa ko kul family hour e ng aul de suwe de marud lo dar sa mga rubak kal Dios e mal dobre ng asule el tiar klabo kal palwa dra blur pelao tiri kal mal dobre ng asule ra mokte gra ringi rireli del mo adra pelao adamral dim kasay mang Malgré the blue oil, kasabakle, kakatkakle, ikaw balti ka rin. Malway siya ang malungil total, malgré the rogo yung malungal in the house today, Mr. Manny Adalbay. Mr. Manny Adalbay, kumdas yung kumdang aling, tikalim mo mo niya del tayo maringin al may, mga dato orgir, hindi rubakal Diyos sa oryo na ilse laklangar Manny Adalbay. Makmom sa nga te alam di Manny Adalbay may ilang mga dato and we'll maybe go back to a little history ngi. Hindi ginil mawa isi siyang kang ngaligil taang for tirigil melodia kal sang sira before.
Okay, thank you. My name is Ramon Manny Adalbay, Ngilgila Patrick Adalbay, Moriora Senate.
Yes.
I'm actually not sure what he does. Director of Maintenance, yeah. And, so my history?
Biakal, elang akamla, kadir kamler bela Manny, right? Adir ka talboy lang, 1 month when you came home. Amo isa siya, kamil karang, divus, elang akamla mermaid.
Okay. So last time I was here with Senator Senior. It was like 2 years ago, and I was preparing to leave to go to Japan, and because I had won a scholarship from JICA to go there to get my master's degree.
Okay.
And so I just returned from Japan.
Hey, congratulations! Oba, master's degree raw. And master's degree in what? Can you?
Akmumalaya Business Administration.
Okay, so you have an MBA.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. Moriora PPUC.
Hello.
You're gonna go back like I'm PPUC and more at Japan for your master's, and you're back.
Part of the scholarship, it was a very special scholarship from JICA, and part of it was that the requirement was for the CEO to allow me to leave work to go for educational leave and then to come back and to be reinstated in the same position.
Okay. Mga school eh one key proposition raw eh sel omer al mutter mo sa hidro si sure position. Amal to kasi ako lawyer but I'll begin with tagin. Albase mani sir om last time that do emo sa da scholarship ni lo ko dilo ang alwase. Ruba kal Dios agil maklit ka scholarship mal di malut kramani. It was specifically for you. Can you please kind of repeat that you gave me that armor share or make 2 years ago?
Okay, so 6 years ago, I received my bachelor's degree, and that was also a scholarship. And then I came back, and immediately I wanted to go for a master's degree. And I was talking with Ken Uehara, former CEO, and
he. Governor ng Uehara.
And he was like, oh, you should wait for 4 years before I go get my master's degree, go get some work experience. And I was like, no, I want to go get my master's degree now. And so the funny thing is I spent the next 3 years trying to get a scholarship to do my master's in Taiwan, and I was turned down 3 times. And so then the fourth year, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to do this again. And then on the fourth year, after 4 years, the scholarship was handed to me. CEO called me up and said, hey, you want to go get your master's? I was like, yes!
Amen, amen. So during the time, I get scholarship 3 times, and master got them turned down. We were at PPUC at that time.
Yes, yes.
See, mateme la ruba kal Dios sa kukumot ala teme, and they said, may self time, and they want scholarship will be scout. So, that was 2 years ago, yeah, scholarship, before we dolmol martiagi de kami lol was 6 years ako kan yulo bachelor raw. Bachelor degree ka kan yulo rger.
Akmi no bachelor sa ngak nga ra Taipei, Taiwan, ra mechanical engineering.
Okay, you so kami lo ra Taiwan al direk loya ka scholarship kan yulo bachelor degree raw.
Okay.
Many for nga kamal matang raw well matang liya story raw. Can you share us a little bit on how you got to that point that you love bachelor raw ra gagi dali in Taiwan? Because I want to get the other learning semani lang what they give. Maria, I'm a professor at law school at University of Hawaii. I'm le mga tao yak mo o mga tao ni lang mal positive mga tao ulgire la local bus ng adrala ang local bus and had to serve time aling lo addicted and more painkillers and abuse ra. Yakul ko niyo was say nga si other role ko ra prevention and mga tao ra mga karil at ang malakal bolsis ra ika. Yung muro ka mo maringa la. Gira la at mo so easy but tiyay kit. You have to go through this journey in order to be transformed. Mga kasi ang tikma say laka mo ka don't do this. Eh angal lakalabong, you know, so mang they go through this experience. I mang sandol wai say milak karkaw, cause you went through a hard life. But from say gidiel al maring al life in kakita manir el angal has been redeemed. So maybe
okay. Wow. So I guess to really make a long story short, I went to the States when I was really young, 5 years old, and I grew up in a single, when I was 13, we moved to Arizona, and then we were just a single parent house. And money was really short, and, my mom had to work, 2 full-time jobs, so she didn't spend a lot of time with us, and since I had all this time and no supervision, I really kind of went, sour. I went sad.
Mangkagi dalo ay sulo si Sir Alay Margil ang dimle gagre takya Margil ang mo ang ara torti Margil ay dimle digilia lo bengke lam adalal single parent dim ay adalal amal marin lo uriol mas shorti ng mangirel tablo rerel mangkal dalal la diya ka amal teme lo bentrir mangkang almani man nito ka time ng katiya ka got bored dumlo diya kang ara loro magamil ka.
So I ended up getting into drugs and smoking a lot of weed and drinking a lot. And by senior year, I couldn't drive without drinking because I was very nervous. And then drinking would actually get me calm enough to drive. And I smoked weed every day. And the thing is, that when it was kind of like because I didn't really have supervision, And I didn't really have anything to do about that. And so then I ended up getting in trouble with the law. We got drunk one night and went out robbing little stores and stuff. And then we ended up getting caught. And so I ended up spending a year in jail for that. And then I was deported back to Palau.
E o gore nga mal mesisi e mali maro me dakal tel lo magala la galoli meleng malombrita la dire gal dimilam a marijuana ra be qal sils e mal gora mlo mol ma start al maror ba mang maror am gere al stong al mol lokte mang mlo gal bus al tarra mang gei del gal bus e tam adi portan yin merbela.
And so when I first came to Palau, my dad didn't know why I was coming to Palau. And he found out in the car ride from the airport home. I was like, Dad, I was deported. And he didn't speak to me for like a couple of days. He was really angry. And then when he did speak to me after three days, he was just like, you have disgraced the Adobai family name. What are you going to do about it?
Dia kalau dengar mungkin ngalgen ngalang ulmang melame, metengat tegi dan melayel meral mormei, ingat awak istirahat malah luasi, maka belal di porter ngah. Madam malah mal di mula kalau ngot otu ni terak klub sel yang mal melukusi barang orangi. Okor tegi dah uri re, ada klub sel dia kalau ngot otu orang ngalgen yang mal luasi. Ngeraga mo ruli kau melangu tiang tela adal bay, alungul tomeli melangul doi. Kangaraga mo kut maklir mo ruli tiang tela.
So that was in 2005. I was 22 years old, and I came here, and now I had graduated high school. So 22 years old, and high school graduate, and so I kind of had a choice to make when I was looking at it. I can either go work for Surangal, make $3 an hour, or I can go for my education.
Oh yeah, I remember this discussion. I'm so proud of you. Mangkagi dalo isu sa mamle, luim erurgil etiang at 2005. E okore niya ko ra unta sa sa mom karang. Mauriyor al minimum wage, mura sa el mauriyor asurang al minimum wage, msuwa ete kaldeklo ra talsiga. Al ubeng mongu askulil.
And so my dad, he kind of told me the story about my auntie Uli. And she was working at Surangal at the time, and my dad told her to go get her schooling and come back. And now it's Auntie Uli, she's working at the hospital as a doctor.
Yeah, congratulations. Shout out to Mara Dr. Besarang, yeah? Mungkagi dalo ay salwa si Segi de Oshishul Advice al Mara, Mr. Patrick Adalbay, God bless you. Al Mara, kagi dalo Dr. Besarang alwa si Mara al Munga schooling. Mungkagi dalo toktangar gid relang alo, Mr. Rangal, malungil toktangar alangal ka. So what did you do?
And so then, from then I decided to set a goal and to get my education. And I wanted to get the bachelor's, but they only had associates in Palau.
Okay, mga manisal mo, mula na bachelor ngin, hindi mula associate degree available na PCC.
So the thing that I kind of want to point out is that where God leads us, He equips us, and whatever road He sets for us, He opens the doors for us.
Amen, amen. Magagid ang mula sa arubak ng Dios sa kut maklid, magatmo kagid ang mura igel dumorni, mangusuka al mong obam la simra simra open la simra, mangarinya teal.
So I didn't know how to go about getting my education, and I knew there was only associates here, but I said, okay, this I can do. This step is clear, and so I had a goal, I had a focus, and I decided I'm going to get that associate's degree.
Mangkagi dalduro wasay elak mo ngo associate degree nga kamlaring ako laringil wasay akma mogut maklite agi dalgot.
So I knew that was at least the first step. I didn't know where the other steps would come in, but I knew that was the first one. And so during my time at PCC, since I had a goal and I had a direction, I couldn't be washed aside from this way or to go this way. If people said they want to go party, I'd go party with them, but I'd make sure I got my studies done first.
Ang bulag ang ul mangarinya ko kwase bodo pari mang sebe elmo mang mili lending di mil lamol melo di kalobes social ko lerngil wasengi den ngua adigiri ngil associate degree.
And so even during all this time, I was working hard for school, but then every night I would go and play basketball at PCC and hang out with the boys and enjoy my life. But I had a goal, and I knew what I needed to do to enjoy my life and to reach that goal.
Kagid ro ay sulwa sa mga mal di mila mol masayit alcohol ni mga associate degree ni ra PCC mga mlo basket eh hang out lo ng tres alin hindi mo matingay ng mlo asay kiral kut maklis al kutang ra lele ni ang mga associate degree.
And so after 2 years I graduated with I think it was a 3.5 or I forgot what my GPA
yeah,
was.
Yeah, but it was an honors.
Anyways, I that was enough to get the scholarship for a bachelor's to Taiwan.
Amesa, mangkagid man mlevla karungul, mlakin up pate ngaringi na PCC, mga 3.5 loba associate degree ringi, mang si El Mora Taiwan ang mga bachelor degree ringi, nga la scholarship, mle 3.5. That is good. Kamo ay.
And so then I went to Taiwan and I spent 5 years in Taiwan getting my engineering degree in mechanical engineering. But the funny thing is, I had so much fun in Taiwan. Although I had that goal to get my mechanical engineering degree, I enjoyed my life.
Pagkakitro ay susumban na wila klangan ngayon nga Taiwan, mang malaktel degree nila engineering.
And then when I came back, I really wanted to go for my master's degree, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, and God's timing is perfect.
Yes, amen, amen. So, give it to you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you the time that I'll give you a scholarship, 2 years ago, and I'll give you a scholarship.
Oy.
Matagal ng family. Oh, yung klugo yung si tatalo rin o lobang master's degree. Something also exciting happened to you, Manny, in your life, personal life. Kamu ay, Silva Singara. Anything interesting that happened in the past 2 years?
Yeah, God is so good to me.
Amen.
Last year, August, I was married to my lovely wife, Barbie.
Yay! Shout out to nga. Mani am lobi ila Barbie tamla mo last year. Mla mo 1 year ko. August. Mla mo tara kalbi ila Barbie. Barbie ngalgal ta.
Ngalgal tala Red Path ma William Red Path.
Ngalgal abil ma tala Red Path. And God is so amazing and so good. Maka mo ay a little bit about married life.
Wow. So, yeah, we actually the year that I left 2 years ago, we got engaged, and in my mind I kind of thought that okay, I'm already married because we got engaged and we started out together. And the weird part about it was my whole life I've been very since high school I've been very independent as I'm a whole person, and if another person wants to be in my life, they're allowed to be, but then if they leave, it's okay, whatever. I'm okay being with me, and I'm okay being single. But that all changed. It's so weird now, because I can't really imagine how I lived that life before.
Yeah, I know. Hi, I'm so happy for you. Mawai susen talagi memobil. When you got married last year, you were how old?
34.
Okay, maloy. And you already have a stable job, and then MRV.
But I think this year has been the most growth year for me spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's no longer about me. It's about me and Barbie and our family and what we can do together. And so we spent a lot of time this year just growing in Christ together. So I kind of call it like a love triangle, like me, Barbie, and Christ. And that's the only love triangle that can ever work, and that's the only love relationship that works. And so, I just say, as long as Barbie and I are both growing together towards Christ, that's the perfect way to do it.
Okay. Manin mga abuol wasi alsela albiyelele malat ko si tal adiri kol malungira pekrokul abiil tangari ngariya ngolganit mo love triangle ngariya mani mangariya ira Barbie embita dire kalom koro reset klaw marang tir madolong lilo bengela Dios. So can you I know you do prison ministry, you also mar hospital holding rashmer holding ra ang ra kalbo sumar arsmer abi pal sabado mm sem ko ko I should say give you a journey kan your growth in your faith that they you know the year most other.
Oh wow, well the more that I learn about Jesus and his love for us, the more that my heart is melted, and it's just like I can't do enough for him. Like all my effort that I could put towards is not enough, but like I can do what I can. And so whatever I do, just because I mean Jesus Christ died for us, you know, he saved us while we were yet sinners. And it's just like I was completely lost, and yet he loved me enough to do that. And so this is just kind of like what I'm doing is just acknowledging that he's my Lord and Savior.
Yeah. I'm malungin na Lord sa Manila. Selvolo sa dalay fernie up until la sa lang ara high school, at tong high school melang yung kamaral me sa floor, klaro sa klaro Manila same time. May ilang sa edel me salvo sa tayo sa tao maraming na adios sa maral la ng Oswir ara al sa dalay fernie. Makura di siya lo sa mga nepto kam sa ng ilal weekend. Isa sa mga nepto kam sa ng weekend, de malbato ka angara algiral makatmok la. And I feel stressed. Hindi nga ka ako tal medal wamani, trip na mo wamani. Almal di malulu. I just oldar sa mo radios. Yung mga siro pa ay gagida albangalik. Help me, Lord. Malbiyo tal simple ang lungo. Hindi mo na trip mo gawakla. Ayel bato kalo breo tal gira mo katmokul. So each day, ang ani ay gilikat magil ng kukling lel el alsil sa ang gilikat ng mga siruba kaldo sa mga suka kal kukut makli sel bling lel kal el alsil sa mga musibay na ruba kal mga sugi.
Actually, I was at the hospital and then I shared this verse and I thought it was a really cool verse. It's Matthew 11:28-30 and I actually only know it in song, so let me just share it with you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. That's the promise of Jesus. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:28-30. So I like that because it just that's Jesus' invitation to us. It's like, if you're weak, if you're heavy laden, if you're burdened, you can cast all your cares upon him and he will give you the strength to do whatever you need to do. And as long as I'm in God's will, then he gives us this. He gives me the strength to do it.
Yes, amen. Sang tu saya seleng ada torbelan celo seleng ada kami rogui robredang, mama alngalek, ing alngalek am malol semai se yes, and I mengira dulu tiada yang rogui robredang kangar kita ruba kaljos ing yang usugi del lift aye kita del burdens in our lives.
And kind of the other thing that I wanted to say to the young people in Palau is that there's kind of two things. The first one is that if you have a direction, and if you will stand for Christ, if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. So if you stand for Christ, then nothing will make you fall.
Como bengel a rupa kal Dios a Jesús to oro lo bengel en smisi au mandia kam sebe emel kukrueb tal al mora magkit.
And if you don't know what God's will for you is, he has laid all his principles out in his word. He's given us the blueprint for life and the blueprint for happiness, and so all we need to do is just take a look and put in our due diligence to find out what does his word say. And it's very clear, and that's the road to happiness. So why not?
Okay, but where do you find his word?
Oh, it's in the Bible, the scriptures.
Okay, mangayo de la manil wase mang sabi eder matiga tigil arubag almerigir al sila Biblia. mangira del mo bloo el mongoy wa rabi bilial lo si gersel so la ruba kal dio sa boda kat makira sel aklanga deki ar sel wal moktera ruba kal dio sel ra sel aklanga deki
And for me, I guess kind of what I realized is there's actually three really great examples in the Bible that I follow. The first one, of course, is Jesus Christ, his life. But then the other two that are kind of more, that I see more applying to me is that of Daniel and of Joseph. When they're very early in their lives, they decided to follow the Lord. And they decided to do God's will regardless of whatever, anything that happened to them. And as a result, they were blessed beyond understanding.
Yeah. So mangkayo sing mal loyal mungoy babi bigyan bigel tiyal klangara Jesus. Hindi tiyal terung al tiyal al mal lo sual loya lo suba plakar talir a Daniel may Joseph. Le tiyal dim le mikigarel a de mo tirak na rubak al Diyos. Mlom sisi aklaw marartira rubak al Diyos yung tirak na rubak al Diyos. Mang a blessings and more tira beyond our imagination. Makakmaldi mo o malukol ba si sige diak lang naman eh, don't you see it? Sila lupol nga Jesus mo rak lang aring eh ang kahigit el blessed beyond imagination. Mula mo nga master ringi na siya balme mo biila sweetheart tani na Barbie elang mo o ba MBA ringi mo rio na PPUC rak lukuk.
See, that is the inevitable result of following God, because God knows what's best for us, and He wants us to have the best for us. And so just by following Him, we receive the best, and like that has proved true in my life, and it's proved true in so many people's lives. And I mean, look at Daniel, look at Joseph. It proved true for them as well.
Oh, I'm saying that the three of them were saying that the message is that the Amani and the three of them are the Tirakaru Bakal Dios, the Rabul Lotangalia, Jesus, and Kagi them Lang is saying in Mary Lam. Kuramaldi, Meral the Swege, Emani was the Ramsulang and tell story Raum, there's hope. There's hope, Lang Amani Mlakalabus, deported Alme, Elang Kagi, Elang Aurio Rakulugo, or PPUC, mla wa master's degree ni, mla biil al matara, mung blokulak masero wa kaldio sa ubas, abod turn to him, ang sabi ng musugi drak lang arigid, mtirgel rogo il rang aligid, al dolat kartir, adil ng ariga teal.
And so when I was going to the prison ministries, I was seeing a lot of young guys there,
yeah,
in their 20s. And kind of, I don't know, I guess I didn't really talk to him about it, but what was in my heart was kind of like, it doesn't matter what stage of life, like, we find ourselves, there's always something that we can do to better ourselves, and to, my message or my appeal to the young people is, look at your life and see what area that you can improve in your life for the glory of God. And then once you find that, you may not have the whole picture, but you have the next step. And then take that next step. Make some action. Do it. Don't just talk about it.
Mangkagida mani mal mangalera magigaril adol wasir kamo misrak langa rakalo singra sa emel kut makliadil talgib and things to better improve rak langa rakalo kedara adios Maybe next time I'll over prison ministry. I'll go and get my mom.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
You know, I'm going to get my mom. It's like 90% right inmates are youth, meaning the 35 years old and under. 90% are nga kalabus. O katil ba sente trigel el simra, magigrel a. So malgire dal among e o tia story ra kawe manim tarong si. Tamo mdingas mo ba sing nganiya, di nganiya te al. Tirga kal close klangarati sendiri klangariate aler sebab itu almo tua pada mukla klangarati lah cuma temur tirak a Yesus.
Yeah, it goes back to if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for it. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And that's kind of the way of the youth today is that we're just afloat on an ocean and we don't have any foundation. But Jesus Christ is the rock. He's a solid foundation. That's the only solid foundation in this world. And so my appeal to the youth is to choose to serve Him. Mm-hmm. Choose to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Okay. Mangga kita mani malamutal walong alera mga kalila dal wasibol sa bayad al ngwa kagi tali Jesus al mayo sa bayad al bayad sak lang adagid mal sa bayad al improve ak lang adagid. Akti na kamalaw rin nga sulay mani since you're back maybe we'll talk with the Taiwan Embassy at the Lutal Momaray last school. Ngkal mani agim dila kal lobanggela di akalang kal ambassador Taiwan nga bela el ang mati akalang gil mlomarek ngel imong ang kala Harry Chen. Gel mo nga mabal ah. Gel dim lo president tangkal eh. Inge o kore malaring il mo. Magi mira la igal school man dim lo kabarul maral mo lo interest ra. Arangal garbela mo ra school at Taiwan yung mga scholarship. Leng kasi lora lo story ng kakto kasi asing ngilar sila ng ra school at Taiwan. Mungol all tahikal all these adventures in the glory ngi man mle fan. Talk about his experience. He was saying, "Edi ako biki ekral. Chukom kangarap high school. Ela driga kalsal mongila ate ngarkaw. I mean, it's great for those already 4 or 3.5 students. Ti chukom kaw ate ngarap 2.0 eh. Eto the high school. Ing sabi emal mora PCC. Malmusalo doctor talay ma PCC. Makawaya om clean abala recorder kau kamor say emo wila tenger kau emo associate degree kau men say giving sebe emel mla raise atenger kau ma chipi ergal morba mo 3.5 mo si emo scholarship el mora ay ga gitale Taiwan al diwa man. So maybe we'll do that again.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's exactly what happened to me in my high school. Like, I mean, I smoked my high school years away. I don't even remember high school, and my GPA there was 2.5. And
okay, you're smart. You were not really into school, but you know. But yeah, it's 2.5. But still, it's not enough.
Well, I mean, like seriously, like I didn't even go to classes. I just went to take the tests, and then they passed me on 2.5. Okay. But like that's the point, though. It's like all like. We're Palawan blood. We have that sort of mentality. We have the mental power to do that.
Yeah, you're right. Mal mara, mal other bela. We're gifted. Kita maral ng tangata other bela. Mal sabem siyum ka put in your effort. Pero mal sabem mal clean up. Kau tell di dimlang mo su. Pwede ka mga school eh. Mga 2.5 eh. Ma umakamle o kore mlo ra PCC mlo sabem mo kung almo mga 3.5 mo mga scholarship. Okay. Ato ko lang marman na end na program magigid ma kaya mo di mas kakamutal ko na ito that you want to say.
Yeah. And so I guess the crowning message that I would like to say is just it's a message found in Matthew and it says like seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. So there's only two masters in this world. There's Jesus Christ and there's Satan the deceiver. And Satan the deceiver offers us all these things in this world. But actually we can get all these things if we follow Christ. And that's the only way to get it. And once we get that and we have the love of Christ first, then all those things will be added onto us, but they won't affect us or they won't control us. Because we are under the control of our Master, our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Mangmal masala mani malmutol si elwasi gire dalo si garuba gemo tigarong daruba kan Dios yabe progo yadi yadi me bodangay. Okay, so it's my turn to sing. Nalagotem lomre. So say gipse wasi. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Woohoo! That's wonderful. Manny, you have a beautiful voice.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, go. Masang sige. Thank you for coming on. Kamalan masal mlamil nga siyabal. Asta talorio na pipi si Rakluguk. Thank you for starting off this wonderful Monday with the hope in Christ. And also, kuram na rin siya mga tirta o may kamalungil guest mo. Si ilong sumesal nga tinigil o rin sa family o rin as tutal mablog ka mga tirta liyak nga rabelaw eh. Any shout-out you want to give before we close?
Shout-out?
No, I like... Love you, Barbie, and all the family. Yeah.
Well, I would just like to thank CEO Isaal for the opportunities that he gave me to go to Japan and get my master's degree in business. And I just feel like I'm being prepared as a, like, what do you call it? As a steward of Palau's resources. And right now I'll be working in PPUC to try and fix the power grid. And that's kind of what my focus will be in the next couple coming years. And so thank you, CEO, for that.
Okay. Kwadak lutalo si Ise, mara Mr. Kioni Saala, CEO, PPUC in Misate Ala, Mr. Manny, mang mara wa master's ring at Japan, and kagidal mem Aurora Solar Grid.
My focus, I want to fix the power grid, so there's no power outages here in Palau.
Okay. Oh, mga kasual din mo fix the power, bolakal sa lang niya, toka less power outages.
The goal is none.
None. Okay, pala yung aligay yung nakpo, goal is none. So that's fantastic. Malakamalis lang. Have a wonderful day, everyone. God bless. Maguk next sa family aura.